This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Garnell, certainly one of the issues here locally that we continue to follow is the ongoing tariff rift between the United States and Canada. From your perspective as the mayoral candidate for Buffalo, how concerned are you for the city over the ongoing tariff rift between the two countries?
Very concerned. Obviously, Buffalo, unlike many other American communities, sits on an international border with our neighbors to the north and has a great relationship with them, has always had that. We're very dependent on that relationship, and I believe them on ours. And so this is much bigger than just the tariffs. It's about having a relationship, a working relationship with our neighbors to the north.
What is maybe the number one concern with you in terms of the tariffs? Is there one particular concern, or is there a multitude of them?
Well, there are a multitude of them, but as I said earlier, I'm concerned about our relationship, even post-tariff. I mean, you know, how does this play out in terms of us being able to work with them and them being open to working with us? And so I think when you damage relationships, it's all-encompassing. And so I'm very concerned about that, how they're being treated, how they perceive us, going forward. Obviously, economically, politically, these things are going to have a devastating impact on our economy, more so than most, as I said, being a border city. And so those things are all very concerning to me. How is it going to impact us in terms of jobs, in terms of the viability of our stores and the other things that are here, our auto plants? All of us depend on commerce coming back and forth over that bridge, over that border. And so these things are very, very concerning for us.
Very good, Garnell. Is there anything that you care to add that maybe we haven't discussed in our conversation?
As it pertains to the tariffs, I mean, this is another reason why what we do locally now, having this administration in office in Washington, D.C., what we do locally is going to be even more important now. It's important for us locally, as the mayor of Buffalo, to reach out to our Canadian neighbors to make sure that we maintain these relationships, have working relationships with them. One of the things I did in the past as the assistant commissioner of emergency management and Homeland Security for New York State is I was the keeper of the traffic at the border. When we have emergencies in our communities, on the American side or on the Canadian side, we have to be able to get across those bridges. Customs and immigration offices are being closed. They closed two of them in New York City recently. They're closing federal offices here. All of these things will hurt our relationship and our ability to work, especially in times of crisis, with our Canadian neighbors. And so I'm very concerned about that. I do have experience working with them, and I think that bodes well for my candidacy going forward.